We kick off hour number two of Three and Out Wednesday edition of the program. Live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, Fan on Radio. Pick up some White Claw Hard Seltzer. Please drink responsibly. Make sure you peak at the right, you know, right time. Hickman's got the Wednesday lull here, which is fine, I guess.
How can you have the Wednesday lull after that song?
I'm starting to feel it again.
All right.
The lull? It's
no,
back?
No, the positive energy. The raw emotions.
Normally today would be Punishment Wednesday, but alas.
Everybody won. Everybody survived.
We have survived SEC Survivor collectively. And it feels so good.
Yeah, what a shame that is.
I hope you lose this week.
What are our picks and stuff looking like? I mean, it was all pretty close. But you said we went 3-4 last week?
Yeah, no separation, really.
So they wouldn't have changed then, I guess.
Houston's dominating the gambling picks, but no one's making money.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't think you're, like, way out with all these great. Like, if somebody followed your picks, they're probably, like, breaking even, right? I don't think they're.
I'm 11-10. I'm over 500, baby.
Yeah, see, that's no good.
Over 500 is actually not that bad in gambling.
Well, it's not bad, but it's not making money.
You're dead last, bub.
I know. I said it's terrible.
Where am I at?
Third.
We identified the game.
Second to last.
Dude, I'll make my push here. I mean, it's a long season. You're kind of celebrating before the eggs hatch.
Yes, I'm celebrating before the eggs hatch.
That's a different way to put it, but
I suppose you are correct.
Makes sense.
I'm 11-1 with my Tennessee pick point differential being 36. Brett's 10-11 differential on points.
You
30.
11-1. You're 11-10.
Nope. Brett 10-11 point pick differential 31. Hickman 9-12. Tennessee point differential 45. Yeesh.
I think I won this last year, too.
What do you mean, two? You're third.
You're third.
No, like,
oh,
I
was talking about
won
NFL
picks last year.
Oh, okay.
I think
two.
Me and Davey might have tied.
Two. Nate, you're 8-13, pick point differential of 42.
I don't feel like that's right. I feel like I won the game with picks last year.
I think I'd remember if you won, Nate.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
You only remember you.
We all went 4-3
well,
this past
week. Good thing
Daniel
has these spreadsheets now. So
me losing.
We'll always have the
Crest
the data.
Losing is better than me winning. Like, I would rather see Crest lose 10 times out of 10 than me win. I'll share the love with you other boys, but.
What if I draw the Tennessee helmet this week in SEC Survivor?
Well, I hope you win.
And you draw the Florida helmet.
I hope I lose and get my safe picks right.
Mm-hmm.
Games we're going to pick this weekend, just so you boys can prepare.
We've already got them?
Florida at Tennessee, of course.
Huge.
Arkansas at Texas A&M. Notre Dame at North Carolina. Missouri at Auburn. And Clemson at Wake Forest.
Yeah, it's not a good slate this weekend.
Kind of no Auburn game. Quarterback.
Yeah, TJ Finley out with a knee. Shoulder.
Shoulder,
right? Was?
I think shoulder, right? So they go with Ashburn and with Calzada.
I think you got to roll with Calzada here.
They said he stunk.
The dude beat Bama.
They said he stunk. Like, bigly stinky. That's what they said. Do you know in the preseason we all had LSU beating Mississippi State except Hickman?
Yep. Nailed it.
You guys all got that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Damn.
See if I can find the.
Oh, I've not checked our records. What are the.
Now that's pretty close. Just
that's actually really close, which makes sense. We're early. You are tied for the lead.
Yeah. Of course I am.
You both are with Daniel at 36-7. Brett and I are 35-8. It's one game, you moron. Like, what are you.
Well, we have a lot the same. That's the problem.
Right. And early in the season, that makes sense. Like, we all miss Florida, Utah. We all miss Florida, Kentucky. Let's see. Hickman was the only one to miss LSU, Mississippi State.
I thought that was a lock.
But they also the only one to get Florida State, LSU.
Yep.
So you just flip.
That's right.
You just flippy floppy there. Congratulations. We all have correctly predicted so far Missouri's record of 2-1. We almost all have Georgia at 3-0.
Yeah. night was dumb.
Who'd you take to beat Georgia?
South Carolina. That was tough. I took in the preseason, like an idiot, I took Auburn over Penn State.
We all have Auburn beating Missouri this weekend.
I feel good about that.
I actually don't feel good about that anymore.
What? Missouri stinks.
Auburn's starting quarterback's out.
He stinks. Every single one of us picked Tennessee to beat Florida.
What about Pitt?
Nate's the only one that picked Tennessee to lose to Pitt. And we're both.
I mean, me and Houston at 10-2, so.
How you feeling about our 10-2s right now? Mr. 8-4?
I feel about the same.
I just know
you
we're
feel the same, even though
away.
We beat Pitt.
It was in overtime. It wasn't like it was some walk in the park. If Tennessee loses Saturday, then 8-4, right back on the table.
Lose Saturday. That's a good one.
It is a good one.
What are you meaning? Are you agreeing with me? That was a weird way to say
it. I'm agreeing with your sarcasm. I know you were sarcastic.
We all have Vanderbilt losing to Alabama. I don't know what we're going to do. They're only 40.5-point dogs. Not even kidding.
Do they cover?
Do they cover? That would have been a
Where were you guys seeing 13 on the line? FanDuel still has it at 10.5.
No, it never got a 13. Somebody said that. No, it was a CBS quote.
Okay.
That was incorrect. Yeah. Basically, they were just like exaggerating. We don't need that. We got enough hope around here. Let's not make it even worse.
Hope is a good thing.
Rebellion is built on hope.
This isn't really a rebellion. Apparently, all of our preseason picks are exactly the same for this week.
So there won't be any.
In every game.
All right.
So we got that going for us. So congratulations to you guys, you're going to have a leg up on us.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Brett and I will claw back over the course of the season.
I feel like all of us, you know, it's pretty good. Did a pretty good job making MVP picks, you know, in order. It kind of makes sense. Like,
I don't even remember my team.
Adam, you have Cedric Tillman, Joe Milton.
Who you hate.
I don't hate. Shut up, Chris.
You have Juwan Mitchell, who at least got back on the field last week, and Trayvon Flowers. Houston has Jalen Hyatt, Dylan Sampson, Jeremy Banks, and Tank McCullough.
Pretty good.
So for me to win this
thing, am I leading the team in touchdowns? Because Hyatt's got at least, what, Hyatt's got three.
How many's Jalen Wright got?
Sampson's got 1, 2, 3.
If Hooker looks like crap this weekend, if Cedric Tillman doesn't play, I don't think that'll happen. But if it does, you talk about me getting a big leg up. In this
Are you pulling our starter? Are you hoping for that, you moron?
No, I said no. I'm not.
Each of us to have an MVP.
Hey, turn that thing off, Chris.
I can't help it. She has a mind of her own. She talks when she wants to.
I have Hooker, McCoy, Tyler Barron, and Tamarian McDonald. He's been good. Mm-hmm. Been aggressive. Blown up some plays.
So McDonald?
Oh, yeah.
He's like one play.
First play of the season.
No, he blew up a screen play this past week. Bad. He's the only guy that comes up and tackles.
Okay, come on. The only guy. We got some fighters on this team, Nate.
Brett has Jabari Small, Jalen Wright, Byron Young, and Warren Burrell.
Ew.
I changed Beasley out.
Yeah, that's right. He had three defensive guys.
You should have just kept it.
He's going with the defensive wishbone.
What made you pick Burrell?
Well, my options were limited because there's nobody left.
And he was a starting corner.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be on the best receiver sometimes.
Let's be honest, Beasley wasn't talked about.
No.
Beasley's having his breakout year.
He's not even a starter anymore, though. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
If Burrell has a pick six this weekend, you have to eat those words. You hear me?
I hope he does.
And apologize to Brett personally on the air. I demand it. I will not hear any Warren Burrell slander. He sat out. He's rested. He got to watch a game from the sidelines, soak it all in. He's going to be rip-roaring, ready to go.
If he has a pick six and like a 42 to you know.
Burrell is totally the guy who has the pick six and tosses the football before he crosses the goal line.
What are you doing?
He is totally that kind of player.
How would you know?
There's no evidence of that.
I don't think he has an interception in his career. How would you know if he would toss the ball? Good defensive backs don't get picked on, man. They don't get a lot of interceptions.
They might not throw his way.
Yeah. They're not even know.
Eliminate that side of the field.
Because he'll go the wrong way, and the receiver will be over here.
Well, Richardson doesn't go to his left, so please, for the love of God, let's put Burrell on that side.
I think he does play on the right.
You feel better about our other corners?
Slightly.
Okay.
I mean, that...
It depends. I don't know.
It depends on what we're in and what we're willing to give up. I notice we give up a lot of the deeper outs. They're not like 15-yard outs. It's like to the wide side of the field, they'll run like a slot out for 5 yards, but the guy has to throw it like 20 yards to get there. But we are kind of chasing that play. But we're willing to give that up. And no one's hit like a deep ball on us all year, have they? I feel like it's been a lot of dink and dunk. And then we miss a tackle or get hurdled, and then the guy goes down the field for a touchdown.
We're bend, don't break.
I don't know why you're laughing. We have not been beat over the top all year.
You realize we've given up probably the two most impressive tight end plays in the last 4 or 5 years of college football.
What's the last one? The one before the one at Pitt.
Purdue.
Oh, yeah.
That guy literally shed tackles from our entire defense.
You might have a point there. It's pretty good.
All right, we'll come back one more hour to stick with this right here on 3 and Out. Segment brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. You're just hitting this music because we don't have a punishment today.
I almost threw up again.
You see, I couldn't find the song I was looking for.
Clearly.
You just panicked. You're shook.
Well, I guess we can go ahead and draw helmets now if you want. I'm just kidding.
You better hope these mental moments don't happen to Tennessee on Saturday.
Yeah, what are you doing, man?
It's like, oh, God, no one's open. Just throw it somewhere. You know, pick six.
Yeah, that's a fumbled snap.
If anything, this is me improvising for a touchdown.
Oh.
Like, would you rather there be dead air?
I mean, it is a good song, so that's like everyone getting real scared. You throw it up in the end zone like, oh, that's going to get picked. Tip ball, touchdown.
I was looking for Danny California, which I put it in there.
Which you play three times a day anyway.
Play it once a day.
You got to mix it up, man.
Ow. Check out the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union online at tvacreditunion.com. It's the official credit union of 3 and Out. Has been for a very long time. Over 30 branches right here in East Tennessee. They've been doing it for almost 90 years for all their members here in East Tennessee. It's the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Yeah, we got to do some playoff waiver picks coming up. The waiver order is Brett, Nate, Houston, Adam. Brett has Ohio State, Baylor, Miami, Wake Forest. I have Georgia, Utah, Arkansas, Oklahoma State. Houston has Alabama, USC, Oklahoma, BYU. And Adam has Clemson, Kentucky, Michigan, and Tennessee.
Woof.
I think I got the best team.
How?
Yeah, how?
Yeah.
Don't I have the most teams inside the top 11?
Don't you still have to get more than one into the playoff to win it?
Well, pretty Michigan's much. 4, Clemson's 5, so.
Clemson stinks. What an easy schedule. We'll see.
It's a long game.
Me and you got teams playing this weekend. Clemson and Wake play.
Ooh. Mm. I like Clemson.
At Wake.
But. Wouldn't complain, though. I'm a big Sam Hartman fan, so if he wins, he wins.
Penn State still undefeated?
Yes.
Yes, they are. And don't you even think about it.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Threats.
I took BYU last week, and they fell right on their face.
Yeah, so give me the team I want now because I wanted BYU last week, and they lost.
Right, but if I pick up Penn State, that means I have Penn State. Who cares? They lose. You're mad. That's great. That's a win for me.
Mm. Who do they have this weekend?
Penn State?
Probably nobody.
Right? They play, the Chippewas. Oh. Central Michigan, noon on the Big Ten Network.
You know, NC State's back available. Sitting there, shiny number 12.
Shiny.
Right behind Tennessee. Highest rated team. Not taken.
No, does somebody have Kentucky?
Yeah.
I couldn't remember.
No one has Kentucky.
I have Kentucky.
What?
I thought you had Florida.
Yes.
I dropped Florida for Kentucky because I tried to jinx them.
You gonna pick them back up this week?
Florida?
Yeah.
No.
Gosh, should I pick Florida up since I cursed BYU and they got housed in a game that they were. Wasn't BYU favorite? No, Oregon was a small favorite.
Yeah, 3.5.
If Florida wins big this weekend, they're right back in it.
I don't care. You think that's what I want? You think that's our goal?
I mean, they got that quality win over Utah. It's be another one against Tennessee.
Who's Utah have this weekend? Are they any good?
They're averaging like 60 since the Florida game.
I've held on 54. To Utah.
They're at Arizona State this weekend. The interim coach,
Herm Edwards,
of the Fighting Sun Devils,
fired in the end zone.
Fired to the game.
Yeah, I tried to pick up on that conversation. It sounded like the guy was like, "I'm gonna need to see you in my office in the morning." All right, we'll be there.
All right. They're saying that now it was an inside job by the staff or something.
Did you see that
other team?
I saw that headline.
The assistant coach said, "Yeah, it wasn't real hard to get information on the team because somebody in the Arizona State staff wanted Herm Edwards gone."
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was a bad fit anyway. But yeah, we had a WikiLeaks situation going on there. Yeah, but they're awful.
Yeah, they are.
Terrible.
An opposing coach accused Arizona State staff of leaking intel to get Herm Edwards fired.
I feel like if that's happening, you got to find the leak and give Herm his job back.
Fire that guy. Find the rat. Rat. Flush him out.
That's terrible.
I mean, all things considered, he's not done terrible there.
Yes, he has. It's bad.
7-6, 8-5.
I think he's 26-20.
2-2, 8-5.
Okay, actually, that's really not. That's actually better than I thought. Okay.
Like, it's Arizona State. What do they expect?
Yeah, but isn't there also a big investigation going on recruiting?
You know, Jarrett Pruitt style.
Does Heupel get a Gatorade bath if he wins this weekend?
What the hell are you talking about?
We have not.
Better at least be Powerade, Chris.
Oh. We haven't given a coach a water bucket shower, and God, Butch never got one. Did you know that? I think about all the bigger games that he won, never got a Gatorade bath.
Really?
Ever.
Never.
Maybe he said that, like, you better not. Better not give me that.
Yeah. I don't want my girdle to show through.
My lifts will sink.
Did you see Tom Brady's lifts?
What?
Did you see his? You've seen it, haven't you?
See his what?
His lifts.
No.
What are you talking about?
There's a picture. Who did they play week one, Hickman?
Crap. Brain fart.
Was on
Cowboys.
Turf.
Oh, yeah, Cowboys.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was the Cowboys game. It was on the turf. His shoes have like this just huge, I don't know what you call it. The what
platform.
Do you call it? Yeah. The sole of the shoe was like extra thick.
He's got a tall O-line.
I'm not seeing it.
Not seeing it?
No. Here's some that look pretty normal.
Look for it next time he's on turf this season.
Huh. I'm seeing pictures of other shoes that are making fun of those shoes, but I can't see any. He probably had them scrubbed.
Oh, yeah.
People said it's probably the new UGG cleat. Cool. But no, I can't see him. If you find him, send him my way. I'm kind of intrigued.
I mean, since Nate brought up the Bucks. Worth noting that Mike Evans is trying to appeal his suspension.
He'll lose
weekend.
It. You can't go after the same guy 2 years in a row do the exact same thing and not expect a suspension.
He comes after your quarterback. Yes, you can.
He didn't go after his quarterback. Tom Brady got in his face.
No.
And was just talking. They
Did
were
you
just
even watch the video?
Yes. Tom Brady steps into the tussle, gets in the guy's face, and then was it Leonard Fournette kind of grabs him, and then here comes Mike Evans. It just rolls him over.
I'm telling you, if you watch the video, Bruce Arians told him to do that.
I'm not saying he didn't, but Tom Brady started it. He should be the one suspended, just like he got the coach in Miami fired. The guy's a troublemaker.
He really did Miami a favor there.
Maybe. That was an impressive win for Miami this past weekend.
Big comeback.
Who knew Tua had it in him? That looked like Alabama Tua.
Mm-hmm.
What? Four touchdown passes in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, six for the game.
Don't know if I ever thought I'd see it.
We're all still in NFL Eliminator, except for Nate, right?
I think that's right.
You took the Colts?
I mean, I know I'm out. No, the Colts was week one. Last week it was the Bengals versus Cooper Rush or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Man, I thought the Bengals would bounce back. No Dak Prescott.
Poor Burrow. They can't keep him upright.
How many times was he sacked?
Seven more times. He's on pace for over 100 after like
And they
90.
They got Lyle Collins, and Lyle Collins
they
said, you're not going to get sacked again the rest of the year. You're protected now.
They changed four of their five offensive linemen from the Super Bowl.
Well, that's kind of a problem. You got to the Super Bowl with those guys. Maybe don't change all of them out. Jeez. Just not smart. Do we want to look at next year's schedule?
Yeah, we can
maybe
do that.
Schedules.
You do that next. 2023 SEC schedule came out, which locks in, at least for Tennessee, it locked in all the non-conference games. Obviously, they were already kind of in their spots. So it locks in the full schedule as the conference games are plugged in, bye week plugged in. You can make all your plans now for 2023. We'll let you know how Tennessee shook out along with the other SEC teams as well. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out. Hour two continues right here on 3 and Out. Back to the Big Orange Phillies phone lines. We're going to talk about the schedule release here in a minute. 2023 came out. Obviously, in the middle of this season with Florida looming, doesn't seem like that big a deal, but newsworthy nonetheless. But first, we go back to the Big Orange Philly phone lines with Philly. What's up, Philly? You're on 3 and Out.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Philly.
Y'all feel pretty good?
Yep.
We have overconfidence. We have confidence. We have where are we, Nate? We're in the been here before. I don't feel like I'm overconfident at all.
I feel like you're underconfident.
Well, that's what this game will do to me.
I'm still in wait and see mode, Philly.
Well, I kind of agree with you. Nate, usually got the most sense of any man on that panel.
I mean, there's just no sense in
agreed on everything, and now Nate gets credit for it.
That could be a problem.
There's just no sense in getting too high or too low, you know? Let's just stay even keel.
Yeah, y'all get ready to talk about that schedule for next year. I looked at that last night, and looks to me like 9-3 is the floor next year.
What?
Wow.
Really?
It's an easy schedule.
Well, I mean, you got
– I like it.
I mean,
A&M.
You should win your four non-conference games, that's for sure.
Oh, God,
if A&M don't bring in a better quarterback than they got now, then we can beat them in Knoxville next
year. It's at home, too, after a bye week.
There's a lot of turnover on teams next year. We're going to have new players.
Man, I'm already counting Alabama and Georgia's automatic loss. Now, Florida now, if we can beat them Saturday – Maybe we can start a little streak on them because it looks to me like they're at least a 2-year rebuild of being good again.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what they're going to end up this year. I do expect at some point they either figure out things that Anthony Richardson is comfortable with in the passing game or they move on. As good, yeah. I mean, and I don't know that he would be okay with this, and in that case, he may be a transfer portal option if they were to put him at wide receiver or tight end or some kind of, you know, special package running back slash quarterback. But if they, if I mean, if they can't complete passes, they can't, you know, they can't go into next year with the same version of Anthony Richardson. Either the light bulb has to go off for him, they have to find out exactly what he's comfortable with, or they're going to have to go in a different direction if they want to win, you know, quote unquote big in Gainesville, I think.
Well, this game Saturday is a credibility game for our football program.
Yeah, and it's weird because, you know,
that's the problem with the hype, right? Like,
yes,
if everybody was coming to this game like, well, you know, it'll probably be close. Tennessee's a 2.5-point favorite because they're the home team, but it could go either way. And then you lose. It's like, yep, told you it could go either way. You got guys, you got the pundits out here saying Tennessee feels like this will be the breakthrough. So if you lose now, it's better in a sense that you hope it means there's a better chance for you to win. But the more you do that, the harder the loss hits.
Yes.
Especially nationwide where people are like, look at dumb old Tennessee. They thought they were back again. Ho, ho, ho. I mean, it's the same crap we do to Texas.
And you lose this game on Saturday, and that is all you will hear. Tennessee, you know, let's say Sed doesn't play. We'll say, well, we didn't have our best guy. And it's like, well, you were still 10.5-point favorites. Like, the lines are adjusted for that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. What were y'all doing? Yeah, I'm with you, Nate. Like, the big line's awesome if you match or exceed that line. But then you lose a game with a big line, and you look like a bunch of idiots.
Well, I think Nate was right. He said earlier in the show, what, 8-4 would be the floor if we lose. Seven to five is on the table if you lose this game.
I'm still not sure what to think of LSU, but I don't think that game's a toss-up or a gimme at all. At this point,
I mean,
especially if they give them the night game in Death Valley. That's just a really, really tough scenario. So you're looking at, like, you know, that'd be Florida, LSU, I mean, Georgia, Bama, and then that Kentucky game. We've kind of talked about it in the offseason, but if you're on a little bit of a slump and then Kentucky's coming in here off of a bye week, that game gets interesting in a hurry. And I'm not the biggest believer in Kentucky this year, but that's a game that could sneak up and get you if you're not feeling good about yourself or if some injuries start to pile up.
Well, man, all honesty, beating Kentucky saved their season last year.
Yeah.
Hopefully we're not going to be in that situation again and we have to beat them to save their season.
Yeah, that's why you need to take care of business this weekend. And then I think if you win this weekend, you go to LSU, you've got some confidence, you get a bye week. I'm not going to call it house money because we'll see where LSU is going into that game. But if you win this weekend and you get the bye week, that feels like a game Tennessee can win. And then obviously if you do win it, then you're talking about a completely different season, assuming the wheels don't fall off on the back half of the schedule. South Carolina's way worse than I thought. Missouri's about what I thought, which is awful. Vanderbilt, though, they're a lot better than I thought. They've got a couple of quarterbacks who can cause some problems. I don't know how good their defense is. We'll see what we think about that after this weekend's game.
And we got a bunch of recruits coming in this weekend, so we don't want to, you know, have our bubble popped when they're on campus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, until kickoff, it'll be probably the best environment any recruit will see. You're going to have game day. Game day, Barstool, all the other stuff. And then obviously that will be the craziest Vol walk in the history of Neyland Stadium. The stadium itself will look absolutely perfect. Weather looks really, really good. If you take care of business on the field, because not only, Philly, do you have a lot of recruits, you got a lot of committed recruits who are going to be in the ear of the other guys who are looking at Tennessee saying, you wouldn't want to come here. And if Tennessee were to put on a show Saturday and really send a message and stomp the Gators, I mean, that's the kind of momentum you can't buy.
Did y'all ever figure out who the guest picker's going to be on ESPN?
They have not decided.
Huh. I really can't think of anybody I'd want up there. Do you? Maybe put Tony Vols up there.
That's who I'd like to see.
Yeah, Brett said that. I really like that idea. I think, is he a national celebrity? No, but would he be awesome on stage? I mean,
we saw him on the Mill Beat.
And he was so good. He's so prepared. He's so smart. He's so quick, and he's really, you know, intelligent when it comes to modern kind of pop culture, movies, music. I mean, I don't think there's anything they could throw at that. Because sometimes they get guest pickers and they throw them a question or a game and they're just kind of like, I went there once and I met a girl in Cincinnati. He would have, you know, an anecdote and a story for everything. I would love it. Yeah. I don't know if they'll go that route.
Rick Barnes would be good to put up there.
What do you think, Nate? Would you put Rick Barnes on the old... Does Tennessee get any say-so in this?
I mean, he wouldn't do a bad job.
I don't know if they do it or not.
Don't know why.
Wonder if could the university be like put our basketball coach? They could still have him up there for a segment, even if it wasn't.
How about the guy that just got his number retired?
Doubtful. Yeah, I mean, it'd be fine. But
what'd you think about that, Phil? What'd you think about Lofton getting his jersey in the rafters?
Oh, he's well deserving of it. He's the best shooter that's ever been on that campus, and that I can remember.
Better than Allen, Houston, and Dale Ellis and all those guys?
Well, yeah, from the three-point line. I mean,
he hit some big shots for us, that's for sure.
Chris Lofton was a winner. Allen Houston played on losing teams.
And we're sticking it to Kentucky that night, too.
I mean, his talent.
Lofton's the greatest three-point shooter in SEC history. No arguments there.
Yeah, I don't know about the guest picker, Philly. Just as long as they just don't screw it up, I don't care.
I'll just put that Houston Crest in there.
I'd get booed off the stage. It'd be bad news.
You get more booze and brew.
I think we just need caller Matt and Megan Fox, you know, reunited on the stage.
And bring a sausage.
He can bring a sausage. He can share it with all the people and, you know, be ready for game day. Well, I mean, it is the
I
morning.
I share some beers with some people, you know what I mean? Where's the game day thing going to be? Up on the hill? That's the worst place in the world to put the thing.
Yeah, but it's got the best look with Ayers Hall in the back.
The most iconic.
It is kind of a smaller area to do it, but.
Well, they've been having smaller crowds than they.
That's probably true. But for this one, you think it'll be a small crowd?
No.
Put it on the party deck with the stadium field behind you.
Yes. Put it on the nanny deck and let them people in early.
Put it down there where all the people are. You can't do that.
Top of G10. It's right there.
Didn't they do that once? Am I crazy?
Wasn't it near Thompson Bowling?
It was on the top of Thompson Bowling.
They did it. Yeah, they did it on the big. No, they had a big crowd. I went to that one.
I swear there was one where they had no crowd. It was outside. Not the one you're talking about in the spam can, the first one. But
the one at Thompson Bowling was pretty good. But it's a smaller area, so it wasn't a huge crowd. Because you couldn't get close enough to see if you were there. Because it's on the up ramp.
Well, thank God Fulmer won't be on it. See you.
We hope not.
Might do
never
a segment.
Say never.
He might petition for a segment. Lord. It'll be all about how Tennessee's back, you know.
The Vols are back. Recruiting's certainly been good.
It'll be a whole special on how the Jeremy Pruitt recruits have been remolded under Josh Heupel's tutelage.
I am curious to see what features they do. Because they always do like what? I'm just saying that
we can figure this out.
Boy, South Florida absolutely gashing that Florida defensive line.
What are you looking at it right now?
Yeah, I'm watching the full game highlights. Mm-hmm. Richardson just literally stared down a guy and threw it right to him. It's a shame he played for South Florida. I mean, what is he doing?
Will they do a feature on Hooker and Milton as like best buddies, roommates?
Yeah, I think there's
that feels like
something
one
with Hooker about Trent.
They'll
fold it into how many transfer quarterbacks there are and how Milton stayed will be part of the storyline. You know, Hooker being at Virginia Tech, coming here even before Heupel. You know,
yeah,
sticking with Heupel,
and now being.
I think it'll be a lot about kind of the rebuild. So it'll be a lot of here's what Josh Heupel's about and how
like
well
the
going.
Tragic like 2 years ago and it's like the headlines and then all of a sudden like look where they are now type thing.
Phoenix out of the ashes type of deal.
I like it.
Now they're ready to soar. They can beat their all time or modern nemesis, I guess.
I could dig it.
I'm trying to think of some other angles in the break. Come back, final segment, hour number two, next. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up. Fan Run Radio live stream is powered by Linderman Sports Medicine. They're located in Memphis. You can go to LindermanSportsMedicine.com to find out why people are coming from all over Tennessee and beyond to get back in the game of life with Linderman Sports Medicine. And I've talked about it before. I'll tell you again, you know, if you ever get recommended for surgery, especially on your back or something like that, always get a second opinion. Maybe that is the right opinion on the first go around. But don't take that stuff lightly. If you are not active right now because of discomfort or pain that's limiting any of your activities, you can check out the amazing work being done by Dr. Laura Linderman at Linderman Sports Medicine. Online, it's LindermanSportsMedicine.com. Check them out, and they can get you back in action. To the Big Orange Philly phone lines, we got DR Vol up next. What's up, DR? You're on 3 and Out.
What's going on, guys? We know the inevitable, it's going to be Peyton Manning, so I don't really know why we're, you know, pondering who the guest picker is going to be.
Maybe he's good luck if he picks the game.
It's Wednesday. There's nothing else to do, DR.
I know, but you know the inevitable, and we know what'll happen after that. You know, I hate can't be on the call for this. Tim Priest, because two of my favorite calls from him, well, maybe not favorite, but most memorable, was when he said "damn it" on the air in 15, and then 16 when he said "get you some of that Tabor."
Get you some of that, Jalen Tabor.
Football. It was a beautiful call, but I hate he can't be on this.
He will be missed. I haven't even heard much about the broadcast. How are they going? Have you been listening? Did you say you listened to the radio call of one of the games?
Yeah, I have. I heard that the new guy wasn't the one thing I've seen. So, you know, it's just one so I've seen it is they were both kind of just blah, I guess.
Yeah.
No excitement to them.
Yeah, and it's weird, man. You go back and listen to some of those calls, like early 2000s, and Kessling would get really excited. Some of those early basketball calls, he would get really excited, and now he just seems to have, you know, less energy. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on.
He is an Ohio State fan.
Buckeye Bob, they call him.
But the last time I listened to Bob Kessling, and I get it because the season was the Arkansas game, and I almost swerved off the road that he put me to sleep. Just no excitement whatsoever, which, you know, to his defense, I guess it would be hard to get excited over Jeremy Pruitt football.
Yeah.
Doesn't Bear, he watched the game but listens to the radio or something? Did I hear him say that yesterday? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of funny, though, that having those guys on the call while somebody's driving, you know, because ideally that's when you would use that service. Kind of a safety hazard if you really think about it.
To fall asleep?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, he put me out, that's for sure. Has the line moved, guys, with the Tillman injury?
Half.
It has?
It was 11 at one spot, and went to 10.5.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
so a half point.
Either nothing or a half point, depending on where you're looking.
I gotcha. All right, well, guys, that's honestly all I got. I just was thinking about Tim Priest and all those great calls against Florida. Mm. I hate he's not going to get to experience it.
DR.
Have a good day, guys.
You too, bud. Poor Tim.
He is the GOAT.
Maybe he'll enjoy it more not having to
be
in the booth.
Sure.
How long's he been out of the booth?
Wasn't last year his first year out?
So this is year two?
Yeah.
Poor guy.
No, am I wrong?
Maybe I'm. Who's the color guy now?
Pat Ryan.
Mm-hmm. I thought it,
he was
not
with
doing it last year.
That's what I said. This is year two.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Pat Ryan was with Mike Keith and the Titans for a long time.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It was. Yeah.
Even he sounded more excited when he was with Mike Keith. Of course, Mike Keith sounds very excited all the time.
Yeah, Keith is the man.
You don't even like the Titans. How would you know Mike Keith's the man?
He spoke to my class.
He's called a bunch of high school.
What if Bob Kessling spoke to your class?
Well, it would not be nearly as enjoyable.
Bob Kessling was great on the drive the other day.
Oh, yeah, he was. I really do like Bob as a person and as an interviewer, or interviewee.
Probably a good interviewer also. It's just like the play-by-play. I don't know.
I feel like Bob would be more suited as just like a host of a TV show. than he would a play-by-play guy
like
for radio.
Like the coach's show?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty good.
Well, I think because he got his start doing neutral television calls, like neutral football games, neutral basketball games, and then he became the voice of the Vols, and it's like that carried over and not enough of the GBO, I bleed orange, which I don't think you want that the whole time, but like when good things happen, you want the hometown radio announcer to have, you know, you want him to get excited too.
Well, even with the neutral, yeah, why do we have a neutral call? I mean, Tennessee.
I mean, technically we don't, but it comes off that way.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of fans accuse it of almost sounding
pro the other way.
Yeah, almost like a coach's son getting coached harder than the other kids on the team because he's the, you know, you don't want to. It's almost like he's trying to avoid sounding homer, so it's almost the other way.
Mm-hmm.
But I would think Tennessee, as a brand,
mm-hmm.
would have a homer call. Like, that would be.
That's us, yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
That's, yeah, the Tennessee Volunteers. I mean, that's maybe not overtly necessarily, but I mean, most SEC schools, like the call is very one-sided by design, on purpose. It's not an accident.
I mean, yeah, like other fans are going to listen to their team's broadcast. Like, it's right. Like, oh, we don't want Florida fans to listen to us and think that we're homers. Like,
who cares?
No one cares.
They have
like
their
we
own
want,
guy.
Yeah, we want you to be homers. We want you to be. Is that something? And I'm not like, let's say Bob Kessling were to retire tomorrow. Is that something that Danny White would have input in? I think he would, right? The athletics director and the ball. Like, you think he would say, "Hey, we got to find somebody who."
It's a really messy kind of contractual situation too. The way the there's different, you know, there's the network and there's the school and then how they partner together and who gets paid by whom and all this stuff. So I don't know how that would go. That'd be interesting.
A little nugget before.
It is harder than people realize.
Oh, it's so difficult. And radio is more difficult than TV because they're not, typically you're not watching the game while you're listening. So there's more little data points you have to be able to hit.
We were out of town the night of the Maryville-Alcoa High School game.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had checked the score and saw that, like, it was close. Alcoa had a slim lead. So we pulled it up, like, the last half of the fourth quarter. And it was just, it was hard for everybody to, like, see the phone. And the announcers, because it's TV, they weren't really describing the action. And obviously it's on a stream, so they're not pros anyway. So my father-in-law is just like, just mute it and call the game. Because he couldn't see. I mean, you know, the screen, you know, it's on my phone. My daughter's trying to watch it. So I did. And, you know, he was like, that was great. But when Alcoa intercepted the pass, like on what was essentially a fourth down play with almost no time left and they were up by a touchdown or whatever, I just reacted and said, Alcoa's going to win the football game. I stole the call of Auburn, Alabama on the kick six without even thinking about it.
Yeah.
If I had done that as a Tennessee announcer.
Oh, you get killed for it.
I'd get killed. Like, I need to have something, you know. I just, you know, I mean, I didn't care. It was, you know, randomly in the living room, you know.
No, but it's hard. You have to be authentic. You have to have a great understanding
It is a very hard job. But
And the prep that goes into
there's some basics I just don't understand. I don't understand why Bob doesn't describe the formations. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. He'll just say three wide receivers. It's like, okay, two on the right, two on the left.
I can speak for the prep work that does go into good radio. So, you know, in that regard, I understand.
Little tidbit of news before we hit the top of the hour break. Thank you, Hickman. I do appreciate all the prep work you've done. Apparently, the VolQuest guys of On3.com are saying Tennessee will not be wearing the Smoky Grays this weekend. They will be taking the field in traditional
orange and white. We'll debate it on the flip side. Stick with us. We got that 2023 schedule to get into as well. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out.